Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Come. I'm going to be honest with y'all up front. When Pastor Clark was mid-sermon, I was sitting back there feeling pretty white. Even whiter than I normally feel at the bridge, and that's saying something. But I can relate to this topic a lot. I think we all can, this idea of backsliding. And I think the fundamental lie that we buy into about this whole thing is that the backslid me is the real me.
Okay.
The backslid me is who I actually am. And the me when I'm doing good, when I'm actually making it to church, when I'm feeling connected to God, that's when I'm putting on airs. Mm-hmm. When I'm doing things that aren't me. The backslid me must be the real thing. Mm-hmm. So when we fall back into that, it feels like we might as well just stay there. But I don't think that's true. I don't think God agrees with you on that. I think it's easy to assume that you at your worst is the real you. Because it came first, right?
Yeah.
We were a total mess. And then Jesus came into our lives. So total mess must be my natural state. And those church people and the preachers, they must just be kind of a different brand of person than I am. They must just want nothing more than to read Hebrew commentaries on Ezekiel. That just fills out their Saturday night like you wouldn't believe. I want to do all this other stuff. Must just be a difference in nature. I don't think that's right. Just because it was first doesn't mean it's natural.
All right.
If you came across an engine, car engine, just strewn about across the lawn, and that's the way you found it, that doesn't mean that's the way it was meant to be.
That's right. Yeah.
It was designed to work in a certain way.
That's right.
Just the way we work.
That's right.
The first consequence of the fall, if you go all the way back to Genesis in the Garden of Eden, is trying to change yourself from the way God made you.
Okay.
God is walking through the garden, and Adam and Eve hide and try to make clothes to cover their nakedness. Before that, they had been unashamed before God. Mm-hmm. And all that backsliding is not the real you. You here at the bridge, you folks, when you get here, you're moving chairs, you're singing your heart out, you're feeling valued. That's the way it's supposed to be.
All right.
That's the actual you. But backsliding happens to us. And I think the reason that that messes with us so much is we're setting a goal that's unreachable. If your goal as a Christian, this person says in the question, how can I be a Christian when I keep falling off? That's what being a Christian is. This is not for people who have it all together and want to come be in a building and talk about how all together they have it.
Come on.
Now, some days it seems like that in church. I understand. Those people aren't being real. You get to a real church and people know what it is. That's why we're all here. Amen. Not wanting to engage because you feel like a sinner is like not going to the AA meeting because you're an alcoholic. Okay. Saying, well, the AA meeting's for sober people. I'm an alcoholic. I don't belong there. The hospital's for people who are getting better. I'm all sick. I can't just go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. How do you think those people got lined out? It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of showing up. And here's the big dirty secret about backsliding. And Jed alluded to it earlier, flat out said it. Backsliding does not change the way God feels about it.
That's right.
Amen. Person says in the question here, we all feel this way. I'm not trying to bust this person out. I'm tired and I know God must be tired. You do not get to tell God how to feel.
All right.
And we're all better off for it. Because if I got to tell God how to feel, there would be a lot less people walking around this city and a lot more greasy spots where the lightning hit. But I don't get that power, and neither do you. Because if any of us got to tell God how to feel about us, the whole thing would be over. Don't do that. So what's the consequence of backsliding then? Why do I not want to backslide? If I'm still just as saved, there's still just as much Jesus. Backsliding is living a lie. Backsliding is the ultimate form of fronting off. Because you are taking something you absolutely know in your heart is true. And that is that God loves you, and He has a purpose for you, and He has a life for you. And you're going on about your day pretending like that's not true. That's what falling off is. That's what going back to that substance or that relationship or that behavior is pretending like I don't know what I know about God. And that will eat you alive from the inside out. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And when you try to backslide off that way, it's not that God hates you. It's not that God's mad at you. It's not that your salvation's about to fall off. It's that God lives within you. It's the exact opposite of that. He is so close to you that that's why backsliding tears us up. And the other thing about backsliding is it doesn't give you extra ground to cover. It's easy to think that I start out a certain distance from God and I'm working my recovery, and I'm behaving, and I'm going to church, and I'm getting a little closer and a little closer, and then I mess up, and I'm all the way back here. And I got to cover it all again. I know if you guys play, I haven't played video games in a long time, but remember back in the Mario days when you died, at the very end of the level, you had to go all the way back to the beginning.
Wow.
I think that's the way we think of backsliding. I got all this extra ground to cover now. It's like getting an offsides call on 1st and 10. Now it's 1st and 20. I got to double up to catch it. Now that's based on the assumption that God is sitting out there somewhere, tapping His foot, waiting for you to get it together. That He's at the end of the road, stationary.
All right.
You're walking towards and then falling off. That's not the way it is. Tasha, if you bring up that scripture now. Jesus tells a story about that kind of situation, about the way it actually is. He tells a story about a young man who goes to his father and says, I want my inheritance money right now. Now, inheritance money, if you don't know, is something you get when your parents die.
That's right.
So he went up to his father and said, I want to live life as if you were dead. Because that's better for me. That same way we go to God. I want to live today as if you weren't around. He found himself broke. The friends were gone since the money was gone, and starving. And he decides, I'm going to go back home. But I know, because I'm so disgusted with myself, I know my father's disgusted with me, and he'll never actually take me back as a son. But I can beg my way into being a house servant and at least be fed. That's what his story picks up right here. He's walking toward his father. But while he was still a long way off, that is my favorite phrase in the Bible. I know you're not supposed to have favorite parts of the Bible, but it's my favorite phrase in the Bible. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. No longer worthy that you be called your son. But the father cuts him off. Father said to his servants, let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. And put yourself in the place of that son. God the Father. We've all gone away. We've all tried to do it pretending that we don't have a heavenly Father. And we get that speech ready. I know you must be frustrated with me. I know you're sick of this. I know this, that, and the other. I know if I get into heaven, it'll be with singed eyebrows in the back pew. While he was still a long way off, the father runs to him.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know too much about the culture of the Middle East. It's still true today. This was 2,000 years ago. Men don't run. That was unbelievable. Totally unkempt, scandalous. Be essentially the same as a guy just running down the street in just his boxers and his bathrobe. While he was still a long way off, his father ran out to him. That tells us a couple of things. One, he saw his son coming while he was still a long way off. What does that mean? He's on the front porch looking for him. Every day. While he was still a long way off, he ran out to him and cut him off when he was trying to give his speech about how he didn't deserve it. He wasn't concerned with what his son deserved. He was concerned that he was home. That's us coming back from the backslide. It's not that God stays where he is and we have to do twice as much work. There's the key phrase in this whole question. I'm going to close on this. I want to do better. I really do. Just threw that in this question like that doesn't mean anything. You're pointing yourself home. And God's going to come after you. Because he loves you. Because he wants to give you that life you can have. Even when you think you're falling off, he doesn't stop looking. He doesn't stop running after you. Amen?
Amen.